will make it easier to discipline or fire incompetent employees and managers and to hold them accountable for wrongdoing. Trump signing the executive order at the VA headquarters yesterday. The last inmate in Arkansas's execution rush has been put to death. Kenneth Williams, killed by lethal injection last night after a series of last-minute appeals failed. The execution wrapped up a week that saw the state put four inmates to death before an execution drug expired. Eight prisoners were originally scheduled to be executed over 11 days, but four of the inmates were spared by separate stays. 70 years after the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's historical debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers breaking baseball's color line, work began yesterday on a Jackie Robinson museum in Manhattan.
Jackie took our game beyond sport and injected it, made it a part of a movement that literally began a process of change in America that is still ongoing today.
Baseball Commissioner Robert Manfred. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And the weather forecast for today begins with sunny skies and a high near 81. West winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. A chance of showers tonight along with thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 58. West winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 30%, and new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 83. Light southwest winds becoming westerly 8 to 13 miles per hour in the morning, and winds could gust as high as 23 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts are possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57. West winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. and partly sunny skies with a high near 66. Northeasterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 54. The chance of precipitation lessens to 20%. On Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. and partly sunny skies with a high near 80 to start your work week. The chance of precipitation is 30%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njfin.com.
And you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. And I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. And I'm happy to say that today we have Polly Anderson joining us. She is our Director of Development, and mainly for our Choices for Seniors directory, which we are going to be discussing today, an important publication in our county as well as a four-county area. So I am going to concentrate, I think, today on seniors. It is the growing population in Hunterdon County, the largest growing, and we want to talk about some of the pitfalls, the barriers, and so forth that affect those seniors, what kind of information that they need, what kind of programs and services, and who are actually providing that. And when we talk about Choices for Seniors Directory, that's where you can find all that information. So, Polly, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I'm going to say good morning again. We had a little lag on the mic.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm really grateful that you're here today, because who better to talk about some of the programs and services, especially those that are in our Choices for Seniors directory, than the person who talks to all the businesses and the nonprofits in the area to see if they have information that needs to get into that publication. So I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here as well.
Great. So, well, let's talk a little bit about what Choices for Seniors is. We started this, gosh, is it 3 years now?
Oh, we're on our third issue. We're working on that publication coming out later this summer. But, you know, as an 18-month directory, and then you think the lead time, it's been closer to 5 years that we've been since we first started with our first.
Oh, my God. Has it really?
Time flies.
Gosh, that's crazy. I'm speechless.
Yeah,
because it does have an 18-month shelf life. It covers Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer counties. And we did that 18-month shelf life because we felt that, first of all, this publication, if you haven't seen it, is beautiful. It's something that you can leave on your cocktail table. But we felt the information would, in fact, last the 18 months, have that kind of shelf life. And also because we wanted to give the biggest bang for the buck to our for-profit advertisers. The nonprofits and the government agencies are listed for free. So,
and let me just, you just mentioned that. That's something else about the Choices directory, is that the it comes with two different components. There's the resource guide, which has all the government agencies and nonprofit agencies. And that's really important for people to be able to find all of the types of resources that are available to them in all the four counties, but that are free, if you will, because they're government and nonprofit. And there's a lot of different sources that way that are useful to people, as well as then the other half of the directory are all the businesses that that offer programs or services that are geared to seniors. Or keep in mind, seniors don't always take care of themselves. So it's also for the caregivers of seniors who are looking for a facility that can give them the services that they may need in-house at the facility or in the person's own home, like home care agencies, attorneys who practice elder law, anything that is geared to services for, you know, adults at whatever stage of life or need that they have.
And one of the reasons that we started this was because Hunterdon Helpline, of course, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, gets all these calls about any issue at any time. And I guess because the population is growing so drastically in Hunterdon County, we started getting calls about mom coming back from Florida to live with me, or I'm in Florida and mom's still back in Hunterdon County, and now she needs this, that, and the other thing, and oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed, and where do I go? And as well as the seniors themselves calling and saying, you know what, I'm staying in my own place, I have no desire to move, but I do notice that it's time I put a grab rail in the shower. Mm-hmm. I do notice that I think I need a railing on the steps. And we were making customized directories for them, if you will. Mm. We would take all their needs and put together, you know, this document for them. And I said, you know, that's what Hunterdon Helpline does. But there was such a redundancy that I said, we've got to be able to disperse this information in one cover-to-cover vehicle so that anybody can access it. And that's really the birth of Choices for Seniors.
And it's really been, you know, when we first started with the directory, we worked on the hard copy, which is the handout variety, like you said, something you could leave on your coffee table. But we also knew that, you mentioned a second ago, family members who live far away, and they don't live in this area where their parents are living, and they're trying to help them from a distance. How do they do it? They do it online. And with our directory, the hard copy is also available online at choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. People can see the same hard copy online.
Can even swish the pages.
You
That's
can
my
turn
favorite
the pages.
Pager.
I know, you love the swish.
I love the swish.
But also that people, once they find what they're looking for or they want to get more information about a service provider, they can click on that ad and go right to that service provider's own website and get all the details about what they offer, and then can follow up with them either through their, you know, through their own website and their email address or the phone numbers. Obviously, they can pick up the phone and give them a call.
So not only are the links active, and the first part of it are the nonprofits and government listing covering those four counties, but the other aspect of the online version is that you can translate it into any language. You can print out a hard copy of it, you can also avail yourself of the information in the immediate moment. So a lot of times I'll get calls, Polly, that say, you know, okay, well, direct me, et cetera. And while they're on the phone, I could say, are you in front of your computer? Go to www.choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. And then, you know, again, Helpline being the referral and information service, if they have any questions when they look at a particular product, service, or program, I can explain further or what have you. We're going to take a short break, Polly, and come right back. We'll continue talking about Choices for Seniors Directory because, quite frankly, we're facing our deadline for the third edition. So if you're interested, stay tuned and learn how you can get in this very quickly. And we'll be right back.
Solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. I'm here today with Helpline's Director of Development, Polly Anderson, and always a good partner in crime, no matter what we do together, Polly.
Thank you.
I just want to say that Polly is one of those get-it-done people. And in addition to her being our director of development, she has a couple of her own businesses, not just one. She serves on a variety of committees, which I have the good fortune to serve with her, Norwest CAPS Career Life and Transitions Center Advisory Council for the Hunterdon County area is just one of them. And
yep.
So in addition to her being an entrepreneur, a business colleague, the list goes on, but you are one of those people who pay it back and pay it forward. And
thank you.
It's always a pleasure that, like I said, I think we're partners in crime across a lot of areas, and you're one of those good people in Hunterdon County, Polly.
Oh, thank you very much, and back at you, because you certainly offer a lot to the community, the local community, as well as the broader Hunterdon County area. And, you know, with Choices, we cover four counties, so there's a certain reach out to there as well. So Susan Lax has started, I guess when you came back into the county, you started working with the chamber.
Yep.
And you know, created a lot of networking opportunities to bring people together right through that, and then moved along into Hunterdon Helpline. So,
And you know, it was a great segue, because when you work for both organizations, you learn so much about Hunterdon County. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. I can go to any meeting now. Sometimes I hope I'm not too obnoxious, but this is what Helpline does. It's our job to know what's going on in the community. We are the county's information and referral service. So a call to us for any reason, at any time, like I always say, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, we hopefully can point you in the right direction, hook you up with program services, whether they're our own, where we fill in the gaps with some programs needed in the county, or with the 1,500 programs and services offered by the other nonprofits, government agencies, and for-profit businesses in the area. So I sit there and it's just very funny that with my chamber background and Helpline, I'm always amazed that other people don't know some of these wonderful things about what's going on in Hunterdon County and so many of the wonderful resources, whether you're on the nonprofit side or the for-profit side. And I do want to give a shout out to the for-profit side, because here in Hunterdon County, they're also giving back and paying it forward. So a shout out to them as well.
Oh, for sure. I was just talking with the chamber, and we were talking about the Leadership Hunterdon, and I didn't really know what that was. And it was talking about the people that joined the year-long leadership program, is that they learn more about the county. And people that are even from the county, long-standing county members, don't know some of the things about the county. And it's very understandable that you know, you don't, you know, depending on how involved you are, but even when you are, you don't necessarily know everything. So,
We tend to work in our own silos. We've got blinders on, you know, staying focused, which we should be, you know, in our own field, our own industry, our own work place. But again, it is amazing when you have an opportunity like Leadership Hunterdon to kind of open up your eyes and take the blinders off and see the good work. I have the good fortune to sit on the social services panel that presents to Leadership Hunterdon every year.
Okay.
And get to talk about seniors, which, of course, we're going to talk about some more. I sit on that panel with the likes of Linda Bryant from the hospital, Gabrielle Bonavent, who works with the YMCA in terms of some of the Hispanic programs that they offer, and also social services from the county. And it's really... just to sit on that panel, I learned so much because the people sitting around, the students, if you will, of Leadership Hunterdon, ask fantastic questions.
Mm-hmm.
They might not know so much about the county, but they are asking the questions that we on the panel need to answer, and you know, we need to know our stuff.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's where Hunterdon Helpline comes in for the community. You know, just being able to answer, you know, when people call, that's what you do is people call when they're looking for information or they may need help, they may need help of any kind. So you give them the help, tell them where to go. That's what you do. And so having these connections that you have also helps broaden your resources, your resource guide, if you will, for anything that people may call up about. And,
absolutely. And our community resource specialists who field those calls, and I do too. I do everything that everybody else does so that I know if it's working. It's not just, you know, a Google or a phone number. Sometimes we'll liken to 211. It's more than that. We do case management. We take all the information. And as you say, we actually work with the other organizations. So when we go to some of these committee meetings, et cetera, we get to update that information.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to call Family Promise because I think one of our clients needs that service, I know Donna.
Mm-hmm.
My community resource specialists know Donna. If they want to call the Family Success Center or they offer that as an option to a client and they're not quite sure if that program is suitable, the community resource specialists get on the phone and ask for Carmel or ask for Lori or ask for Gabby. So, you know, it's not just the information piece, it's having that network and those connections so that we can do a robust referral and not just say, try this number and we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, for some programs that are funded scarcely, I'll take some emergency service funding. For instance, with our local Salvation Army, they have a contract. They have funds for emergency utility assistance, but because of the winter time, they deplete those funds. And so we need to know that too. You know, oftentimes I say, well, try a particular agency. I don't think they have the funds anymore, but it's worth the old college try. Because again, you know, you can't be in the moment all the time and know, but that's our business to stay connected and so forth. And a shout out to the Chamber, not just with Leadership Hunterdon, with all their different programs. I know that you go to the Leads Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Those are networking opportunities where Polly will come back to the helpline office and say, Susan, this business is there. They offer this. They're great. They're, you know, it's a little bit different from somebody else's business. And so we can keep that information going.
Well, you can't always be every place all the time. And you can't keep up on everything. So you need
to
develop your resources and not just you and Helpline and Choices for Seniors and Lavos. But there are so many different opportunities and things going on in the county and on any broader aspect. But knowing people, you know, people know people know people.
Mm-hmm.
Know people know people know people.
Absolutely.
And if I'm out and I meet that person like that you just mentioned at the Chamber Leads Exchange, and I bring it back to you, that person may also know other people that that they can bring us together with those people and those resources and those communications. And, you know, so it really behooves people to be out and about, but to just, you know, do what you can do to meet people so that that you can, everybody can come full circle and work together to take care of whatever is going on. So I know that, you know, Helpline has a number of different services geared to seniors, your different platforms, and yet you need volunteers for those. And, you know, it's a matter of
boy, do we need volunteers.
But it's people knowing people. So, you know, I bring this to the table right now to mention to the listeners that if you are interested in looking for some volunteer opportunities, I'll turn this over to Susan. What different opportunities does Helpline have for that?
Absolutely. And since we're going to be talking more about seniors, I'll focus on that, although we do need literacy services tutors all the time. We have a waiting list of people who want to improve their English skills, whether a native English speaker or an ESL adult learner. And we
English as a second language.
English
ESL.
As a second language, or ESOL, English as your second other language.
Oh.
But, yeah, all the acronyms. My board is constantly saying, update us, update us. I don't know what you're talking about, Susan. So, but specifically with the seniors, we have the telephone reassurance program where we call our seniors several times a day. We have the volunteer shopper program, and we have the friendly visitor program where we visit the senior in the home who oftentimes doesn't see anybody all week long. All three programs are exceptionally needed in this county. Telephone reassurance, I can't tell you how many times we've identified someone who is deathly ill, and we have gotten emergency services there. Volunteer shopper, obviously that senior who is isolated in their home can't get to the grocery store, so the volunteers for that, very, very important. And this is National Volunteer Month, so a shout out to all our volunteers. Friendly visitors, well, I started out years ago, Polly, I don't know if you know this, as a friendly visitor volunteer way before I ever started working for Helpline.
No, I didn't know that.
Then they became involved with literacy services, and I thought, well, that's a great thing. So I was volunteering as a friendly visitor and volunteering as a tutor, got to be a certified tutor trainer, and then they said, why don't you coordinate the program? So that's when I started working with Helpline. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk about, yes, of course we need the volunteers, because our programs run on volunteers, as all the other nonprofits in the area. But I want to specifically tell you how important it is that you know that you have a neighbor next door who is a senior and can stay comfortably in their home but might need a little bit of help, and how you can provide that assistance.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It is a tough job, I gotta tell you.
And on the eve of President Trump's 100th day in that job, his Attorney General Jeff Sessions says,
I mean, this man has tremendous strength and energy, and he works into the night every night.
Sessions speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, President Trump himself told Reuters he thought being president would be easier than it is. He also said he misses driving himself. But what he says about North Korea is what's really raising eyebrows.
There's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea.
The nation's first quarter GDP fails to meet expectations. That measure of U.S. goods and services for the first 3 months of the year was expected to hit 1.1%. It came in at a 0.7% expansion, the slowest pace in 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I wasn't born lucky. I made it to where I am because of a relentless attention to detail, to my family, to my faith, to my business, and to my health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you can do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is more than just another health magazine. It's the ultimate source for new health and medical findings. The ultimate source. It's published every month, and every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. This is hard-to-find, cutting-edge information you won't get anywhere else. Life Extension Magazine has helped me become my own health advocate. And now you can take charge of your own health as well. My listeners can get a special deal. How special? Free. A free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. All you have to do is call 855-870-6622. That's toll-free, 855-870-6622. Or go online, lifeextension.com/war.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Sunny skies today with a high near 81. Westerly winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 a.m. Increasing clouds, a low around 58. Westerly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 p.m. Get your gardening in early. Mostly cloudy with a high near 83 and light southwesterly winds between 8 and 13 miles per hour in the morning. Wind gusts could be as high as 23 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 57. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 66, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 54, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday with, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., partly sunny skies later in the day with a high near 80, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and Polly Anderson is with us today. She is Helpline's Director of Development, along with her own cadre of tentacles out in the community as a businesswoman, business owner, and certainly a volunteer in so many ways. We're talking about the seniors, Polly, because we're talking about Choices for Seniors Directory, and needless to say, you know, it's in its third edition. It's going to be published again this summer. If you are interested, and Polly's going to give you the information to contact her immediately, because we really have to cut this off. And I don't know why we're always down to the wire that people come out of the woodwork and say, well, I just heard about it. Heard about it? This is the third issue.
Yeah. And where have you been the last 6 months that I've been out trumping it?
Exactly. Exactly.
But, hey, listen, the point is not any of that. The point is we are at deadline. We need to hear from you now, as Susan said, immediately. But here's the thing. If you are a business that has a service or product or whatever for seniors or the adult market who helps seniors, we call them caregivers. Chances are, if your parents are not taking care of themselves, there is an adult child or more that are taking care of them. So our directory, the Choices for Seniors directory, is geared to services geared to seniors, whether it's the senior themselves who is looking for it or an adult caregiver who is looking to help their adult senior with the services that they need. So Choices for Seniors, as Susan said, we're coming out with our third edition right now. It'll be this summer that it's going to publish and go online. Currently, it's online. Our second issue is out there at choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. You can see it there. But we are looking for the businesses that have services or products geared to this market and would like to promote it through the directory.
Which, by the way, covers four counties. So we know no longer do we just shop in our little enclave. And this is so true with senior services. So we go into our neighboring counties, and our neighboring county residents come into Hunterdon. So we want that cross-pollination, if you will, and Choices for Seniors Directory, obviously covering Somerset, Mercer, Warren, and Hunterdon counties, accomplish that.
Right. I am the person to contact for the four counties to help you with getting you the pricing and the details about it. We can also help you in creating your ad through the publisher, PSI, Print Shop Incorporated /Shout. And anyway, contact me. And I can be reached at email is the quickest. That is choices@helplinehc.org. The HC stands for Hunterdon County, so helplinehc.org. And so you can reach out to me there via email. You can also call me at 609-598-1120.
Say that again.
609-598-1120. That's my phone. So, but if you just also, if you do a search online for Choices for Seniors, then you can find me that way. There's, you can go onto the Helpline website and look that up, and the contact information. You can even just call Hunterdon Helpline.
Absolutely.
And say, how do I find that networking marketing gal? What's her name? But they'll put you in touch with me.
Absolutely. And I want to say, too, when Polly says, you know, we'll help you with the ad, et cetera, we'll also help you with the product or service that you are offering to determine whether or not it is geared for this population. I have to say that the freeholders have done an extensive study. They are committed to economic development in our area. And from that said, that comprehensive economic development report, it does indicate that the fastest growing population here in Hunterdon County, and you've heard the term the graying of America, well, it's happening right here. This is a demographic group that needs your program services and products. And I have to say that some people are sitting on a program or service or a product that a senior or caregiver needs for help with the elder population and may not realize it or may want to direct that product or service to this demographic. So we certainly could help you with that as well, because again, going back to Helpline, going back to our Seniors and Disabilities Division, we know what those needs are. It is our business to know that. We know that seniors are here in their homes that need services desperately. Desperately. You know, we talk about Hunterdon County, Polly, as a very wealthy county, and it is, but it doesn't preclude the fact that we have the same social ills of any other place, whether
sure.
it's homelessness, whether it's isolated seniors or other marginalized groups. And our seniors truly need assistance, and they want to stay in their homes, which is where our programs at Helpline focus, to allow them to stay in their homes as long as possible, but with the assistance to make it comfortable, to make it a safe environment for them. And you would, you know, really be surprised that a lot of the businesses that we work with who provide care to seniors, I mean, they are right on top of those needs. But we've also worked with businesses a car dealership, for instance, who had a fantastic program and kind of revamped it for the senior, and also in terms of, you know, meeting the financial needs mm-hmm. of a senior, because, again, that's important as well. How many of our seniors are living on fixed income, et cetera. So, again, very important. And the reach is huge. We distribute everywhere and anywhere in terms of where that senior or that caregiver is going to find this 8x11 glossy, nice, large font. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
those who need the reading glasses can see it. Very, like I said, attractive. You can put it on your table, or you can access it on the online. But we have them in hospitals. We have them at senior centers. We have them at doctor's offices. I mean, the list goes on and on where we feel that the people who actually need this directory are going to get it. So your bang for the buck, if you will, yeah, goes on and on and on. But more importantly, and we had a meeting. I don't know if you remember this meeting. And we were sitting around and saying, okay, you know, what do we need to do for choices in terms of outreach or what have you? And I said, what people need to realize is that you're helping Helpline too. The reason for this directory is because I need to pair a program, service, or product with a senior or caregiver who calls. I know that they need this help. This isn't just advertised in some directory or a newspaper or whatever. This is actually helping our clientele. If it wasn't, I wouldn't bother doing this. This is a huge project, as Polly can tell you. But we need to get these services to our clients. They need to know that these services are out there so that their lifestyle can be better served and be efficient, safe, and again, enabling them to stay in their current environment or, and we have a lot of facilities advertised in the publication, or making the right choice in terms of, okay, now I have to move, I have to downsize, I have to realize that at whatever age I'm at, it is going to be better if I am in a different environment and can access services that I need. I mean, you could rattle off some of the services that we already have in the directory. Mm-hmm. Are fantastic. And yeah, again, I keep wanting to emphasize this. The government listings, all the offices on aging, the hospitals, anyone, the senior centers, all this is listed as well as the nonprofits like Helpline who offer senior programming.
And so for people who are looking for any kind of service, you know, we the categories in the directory, all the healthcare subcategories, you have all your different types of physicians. So you have your gastroenterologist, because that's quite often a senior issue. You have speech and hearing and vision and geriatric care managers, and then into the facilities. We have all the different assisted living and memory care and skilled nursing, and right into all the business type categories. So attorneys who practice elder law, and just as a point of reference too, all of these are geared only to that they have services to seniors. We're not taking in, this is not an advertising book.
Right. Don't call us if you sell, I don't know,
widgets, you know, because unless seniors or caregivers need widgets, that's not who we're looking for. So this directory is really geared to the senior market, and whether it's the seniors themselves or their caregivers. You know, and it's funny, I was delivering the last issue to an adult daycare location last year, and a woman pulled up in her car, and she was an elderly gal, and she got out of the driver's seat, and we struck up a conversation, and it turns out that she was picking up her husband, who was at the adult daycare. So you have seniors helping seniors.
Absolutely.
As well as you have adult children who may very well be seniors or not, but they're helping seniors.
The sandwich generation.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're a contractor who builds ramps or can widen doorways to accommodate wheelchairs, or you can install the grab bars, just as, you know, somebody in the contractor, that's, you know, you're the market that we're looking to reach for this directory. And
because it is a this directory is a service. Yes, you might be a for-profit company. You're going to make a profit on the people who come to you. That's great. But this is a service so that we can connect the appropriate programs, services, products, etc., with our seniors and their caregivers so that they have access to this information. you know, you can't go to the phone book anymore. And even if you Google, and this goes for a variety of things, if you Google something, you get one answer. You're not getting a whole listing. This is between cover and cover, a incredible resource so that caregivers and seniors find what they need. And again, it's just, you know, it's appropriate for Helpline to be providing this because, again, we have our seniors in our Persons with Disabilities division. And so when you advertise in here, yes, it's an advertising vehicle, it's a marketing vehicle, but you're also, in my mind, you're paying it back. Again, the proceeds go to Helpline's programs and services, as well as being able to put together this incredible directory.
If you've been looking for a way to be community active, this is a great opportunity. You're going to be helping your own business, but you're also, like Susan just said, you're going to be helping Hunterdon Helpline. They are a nonprofit. They, you know, I don't know what people know, but, you know, as government goes, you may get some subsidies, but when government decides that they need to make cuts, yes, they come from everywhere. And all the nonprofits suffer whenever government agencies. As Susan mentioned, the Norwest CAP Career and Life Transition Center that she and I are on the on the committee for helping raise money there, because their first time that we got together was there were government cuts and they were trying to continue their services. Same thing with Hunterdon Helpline. They have had their cuts along the way, and yet they've got programs that they're running, and those programs have financial needs. And, you know, Susan does a couple of different things for doing donations. At the holidays, the website that
you have? GiveHunterdon.org, where actually that's a site with about 15 nonprofits who need your help. So go to GiveHunterdon.org, or you can go to Helpline. We all have our individual donations. GiveHunterdon allows you to read about the organizations in our area that need your help without a middleman. If you make a donation, you're making it directly to their site, so there's no percentage taken out. And you get to decide, you know, that this is the place that you want to donate either funds to, material items, or volunteers. So GiveHunterdon.org is a great resource. I'm going to take a quick break, Polly, and then I want to come back, and we're going to give you the numbers, et cetera, the websites for all this information that we've been talking about.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. And I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of this show. With me is Director of Development for Helpline, Polly Anderson. We've been having a robust conversation here, mostly about choices for seniors, because, again, if you are interested in being in this directory that covers four counties, that the Hunterdon Democrat, as soon as the first issue came out, gave an editorial. Remember that, Polly?
That was great.
We didn't even know they had a copy of it, and they say how needed it is. They fly off the shelves. So we want to give you in these last moments some information, because we are going to press this summer with, and this summer, it's May. So this summer is 6 weeks away. So
we are down to deadline.
Yeah.
So if you are a business, whether an individual or anyone who offers a product or services geared to seniors or to adult caregivers who obviously then are taking care of seniors, and would like to promote your business to them in an 18-month format, hard copy, 8.5 by 11, 4-color glossy. If you know what that means, it means it's a really nice magazine style directory
that no one will throw
out. Exactly.
No one will throw it out.
It's a quality produced piece. Part of the directory is a resource guide of government agencies and nonprofits. We cover four counties: Warren, Somerset, Hunterdon, and Mercer counties. The rest of the directory are the businesses that want to reach the senior market, everything from healthcare divisions to the facilities to businesses that specialize in senior services. So, but we, as I said, we are at deadline now, so we really need you to step up and give us a call, reach out through email, contact Hunterdon Helpline, however you need to do, but look us up. The directory is called Choices for Seniors. You can also find it at choicesforseniorsdirectory.org. You can also find me. My phone number is 609-598-1120. Again, 609-598-1120. Or my email, choices@helplinehc.org. And as I said, you can also contact Hunterdon Helpline directly and say, I need to find somebody to talk to regarding information to get in this senior directory, Choices for Seniors. So whatever wording you can use, just call somebody, contact somebody. But, you know, if, at the worst, at the least, you can reach out to Hunterdon Helpline and they'll hook you up with me. I'll be able to email you all the information, but we need you to do it now, because we really do are cutting off, because we have layout that we have to do, we have proofing to do, and it's coming out this summer. And if we don't get it soon enough, we just won't be able to accommodate. So this is it.
And our seniors need your services. That's why we do this. We do it because we want, between front cover and back cover, a comprehensive, robust directory for any senior or caregiver looking for resources, looking for programs, looking for products, etc. They can't do it anymore with the old-fashioned yellow pages. And the Google just doesn't cut it. They would have to know exactly what they were Googling. You all know that, because if you've got a website for your business, search engines, you know, that's a difficult road to travel. So if you want a direct line to this population, they want a direct line to you. Please call Polly or Helpline.
And I did want to offer one other thing. I have spoken to a lot of businesses who think it's fabulous that the directory reaches four counties worth of people. But I've also spoken to some who say, you know, I'm a small business in Mercer County, and I don't need, want, or whatever, such a broad area. The point is that when our directory goes out to the people in those four counties, when this directory goes to the people in Mercer County, they're looking for any and all services. If that small business does not advertise in the directory, then the people in Mercer County will not be able to find them as easily. They're looking in the choices for seniors for the businesses. So even if you are a business that services just part of our distribution area, it's still a grand way for you to promote your business to the people who are in your area. So please, you know, keep that in mind. It doesn't matter what your reach is, large or small. Choices for seniors is where people are looking for you. So keep that in mind.
Well, Polly, I think that we certainly gave them a wonderful, robust overview of Choices for Seniors. I'm
yes.
so proud of this publication. I'm proud when everybody calls up and tells me how they found the resources and they are glad for the publication. And I'm proud when people outside of that four-county area call up and say, when are you going to do it for the next four counties, which
right.
we're working on. So, so again, a wonderful project that 100 Helplines so proud to offer to the community. And again, 100 Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, no matter what your challenge is, no matter what your need, you can call the 800 number at 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or the direct line 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, so that you can see the other programs and services that we offer, our events coming up, our need for volunteers in any one of those divisions, and of course, Salsa Night, July 15th, and it's going to be fantastic right on Main Street in Flemington. If you want to be a sponsor or a vendor, give us a shout out, or just to get more information about bringing your family to this event. Again, 100 Helpline, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. I hope that you will call, and I'm glad you tuned in. And Polly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Look forward to hearing from you businesses out there.
And we'll be back next Friday.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It is a tough job, I got to tell you.
And on the eve of President Trump's 100th day in that job, his Attorney General Jeff Sessions says,
I mean, this man has tremendous strength and energy, and he works into the night every night.
Sessions speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, President Trump himself told Reuters he thought being president would be easier than it is. He also said he misses driving himself. But what he says about North Korea is what's really raising eyebrows.
There's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea.
The nation's first quarter GDP fails to meet expectations. That measure of U.S. goods and services for the first 3 months of the year was expected to hit 1.1%. It came in at a 0.7% expansion, the slowest pace in 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store kohls.com for details.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Lawmakers signaling that federal agencies will not be closing their doors at midnight tonight as they're expecting to pass a temporary measure to fund the government at least for another week, a short-term spending bill that would enable negotiators to then work on a longer-term bill that would fund the government through the end of September. The National Rifle Association holding its annual convention in Atlanta through the weekend, NRA spokesperson Jennifer Baker saying they're looking forward to President Trump's appearance later today.
Baker says they're pleased with the president's first 100 days with respect to Second Amendment issues, and they look forward to his visit.
We're excited to have him here address our members and to celebrate his victory last November and all the things we look forward to doing with him in office.
About 70,000 people are expected to attend.